Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is a message from Dr. Billy Brim called Shalom, the peace that comes from being whole. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to hear more on this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, October 17th through the 22nd.
So I've been working on a book, as you all know, and that's what I'm full with right now. I mean, you can't work on something morning, noon, and night and not have that be what's going around in you. And the Lord gave me some instructions about what to do at the end of this service based on what we're going to talk about here. So the name of the book that I'm writing is Shalom, the peace that comes from being whole. Bless the Lord. So I went to Israel. You all know that the first little part of the introduction of the book, which I just gave you, talks about after Kent passed away. Kids were all through college. And I asked God what to do, and he told me to go to Israel and study Hebrew in the land. So I did that. And one of the things when I studied Hebrew was, even the language is so godly. And it follows the pattern of the whole of the Bible, which is seed time and harvest. So on page 2, you'll see Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Bless the Lord. So we see here the seed time and harvest. You know all the New Testament talking about planting seeds and then how they come up if in good ground where you sow them. You see that you give and that's counted as seed and you can get a harvest. So everything in the Word of God has to do with seed time and harvest. You plant the Word of God in people's hearts or you plant it out there. Then somebody comes along and waters it. Paul said, I planted, others watered, but God gives the harvest. So that's the basic understanding of God is that things grow. Now, I'm using a textbook here. I should have brought it with me today. I didn't, but I'm using a textbook called How the Hebrew Language Grew by a man named David Horowitz. So this is one of the things, these are one of the things that I learned in studying Hebrew. So now I'm going to read to you directly, and I have it printed for you on page 2 from David Horowitz's book about the Hebrew language. What is the language that God created the earth with? Hebrew. And God said, and God said, and God said. What language did he say it in? Hebrew. Yehi-or. Light be, and in the Hebrew, all you have to say is Yehi-or. Light bead. He said, light be and light bead. Yehi-or. Yehi-or. It's a marvelous language. So here he is. It's the indented part at verse 2. I'm reading from the book. We now come to the central theme of all word building in Hebrew. It is the central theme of the whole vast, far-flung structure of the Hebrew language. This is it. Practically all words in Hebrew go back to a root. And this root must have in it three consonants. You can do anything you want to the root. You can use it in any verb form or tense. You can turn it into any one of 10 or 20 or more nouns. You can make it an adjective, adverb, preposition, or what you will. But no matter what you do, you will always see staring you in the face the three consonants of the root. You can never escape them. And equally important, no matter what you do with the root, no matter into what word you turn it, that word must carry in it something of the meaning of the root. This is the irresistible logic of all word building in Hebrew. It is by far the most important and most fundamental law of the Hebrew language. The Hebrew language grows from roots. And this man says, you know how many there are of the roots? 241. And the thousands of words grow from them. This is so important to the understanding of the Hebrew word shalom that I would recommend you go back and read again the above quotation, which we won't take time to do. Now, don't turn your page. Don't turn your page. Maybe some of you already have. What is, do you think, the most well-known Hebrew word? Most people think it's hallelujah, and that's widely used, but it's not the most used word of Hebrew. The most used word of Hebrew is amen. So turn to page 2 there, chapter 2. When I'm teaching, I often ask the congregation, what do you think is the most well-known Hebrew word? And if I haven't given them a paper like I have you, hallelujah is usually what they shout back. But hallelujah is not. The correct answer is amen. Amen is a root word of unusual interest. It shows how far and wide a word can travel. The Hebrews loved the word amen. In it, they expressed their hope that God would be merciful to them and grant them their heart's desire. It now enjoys an unusual distinction. It has entered more languages and is used in more countries than any other word in human speech. The Hebrew Bible has been translated into over 1,000 languages or more, and all of them have retained and are using the Hebrew word amen. In Hebrew, the root amen, which means confirm or support, has had rich development. Now, I'm going to show you the word wheel for amen, if you'll show that. This is how it works. In the middle, if I don't have one of these wheels to show, and I'm teaching on it, I get the people to imagine a wagon wheel. And the hub is going to be the root. Now, Hebrew goes from right to left. So you have Aleph, Mem, and Nun. Amen. Now, by adding vowel sounds, prefixes, suffixes, you can make a whole vast number of words. And they all follow patterns. There are 7 word-building patterns that they have to follow. And so they're always related. Like here we have, amen, may this prayer come true. Now, what does it take to make a prayer come true? You've got to have truth. What's the truth? God's word. It has to be based upon God's word. And the word for truth is one of the words that is in the word wheel of amen. And it's a very interesting, because it's Aleph, that's the first letter in the Hebrew, Mem, that's the middle letter of the Hebrew, and Tav is the last letter. So that means the Hebrew Aleph Bet, and the first letter of Hebrew is Aleph, and the second one's Bet. So they call it the Aleph Bet. When the Greeks got hold of it, they changed the Aleph to an Alpha. And so they call it alphabet. But with the Hebrews who were earlier, it's alphabet. So here we have Aleph, the first letter, and Mem, the middle letter, and Tav, the last letter. And it tells you that this alphabet is not to be used for anything but truth. You can't even curse in Hebrew. They do curse, but they use Arabic words to do it. Isn't that interesting? You can't find a curse word in Hebrew. Now, what else do you have to have? You have to have faith for a prayer to come true. So you have Aleph, Mem, Vav, and Nun. You have a hey on the end because it's feminine. Faith, Emunah. Can you hear Emunah? Amen, Emunah. Say amen. Amen. Now say faith. Emunah. Emunah. You have to have faith. You have to base it on God's word. You have to believe. Believe is one of the words on this wheel. And you have to have strength. Yamin. Who's the power that's going to bring it come true? God. The right hand of God. Yamin. He often calls Jesus his right hand. So you're going to have the word. You're going to have faith in the word. And you're going to have the power of God. And if you got them all cooking, then your prayer is going to come true. Absolutely. So from these words, these family of words, you can preach the gospel. There's so much in the words. Now, Jared made me up a word wheel for Shalem. Okay, I didn't put all the words, but the root word for shalom is shalem. Sheen, lamed, mem. Shalem. It means whole, complete. Period. So when you add a vav to give you the O sound, sheen, lamed, vav, mem, you have shalom. But the three consonants say whole. And so you see that you're not getting peace unless you're whole. It's impossible. You don't get peace of mind unless you're whole. You don't get peace in your body unless you're whole.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We hope you enjoyed the message, Shalom, the Peace That Comes from Being Whole, by Dr. Billy Brim. October 17th through the 22nd, assemble together with Dr. Billy Brim for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference held in Branson, Missouri. Save the dates and make your plans now. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings include Kenneth Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To receive a free gift upon arrival, register now online at billybrim.org. Registration is not mandatory. Autumn Assembly of Prayer, assembling together with prayers like you this October 17th through the 22nd in Branson, Missouri.